Serving fans throughout the Midwest and even more around the world, this is the Show Me Sports Network. The following is an exclusive broadcast property presentation of the Show Me Sports Network and is a high-fidelity, all-digital broadcast. This broadcast is copyright by the Show Me Sports Network for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast without the Show Me Sports Network's written consent is prohibited.
Time for Area High School Baseball on the Show Me Sports Network. This is the Area High School Baseball pregame show on the exclusive broadcast of the Show Me Sports Network. We'll recap last game's highlights and set the stage for first pitch, all while we get set to bring you the exciting play-by-play action of Area High School Baseball. The best broadcast coverage in Mid-Missouri is on the air as Blake Gazaway and the crew are ready in the broadcast booth. Exclusive pregame coverage of Area High School Baseball is brought to you by Boone County Journal, Eddie Goodell Society, Han Custom Laser Engraving, LLC, Last Sentinel Firearms, Retrieving Freedom, and Sawdust Studios. The excitement is building in the stands and the tension is rising in the dugout as first pitch is just around the corner. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Area High School Baseball on the Show Me Sports Network. Now here's the voice of the Show Me Sports Network, Blake Gazaway.
Well, hello and welcome in to the Show Me Sports Network's coverage of Waynesville versus Booneville baseball. I'm Austin Thomas on the call today, and well, we are in the top of the first inning, just getting started. The first batter ended up reaching first base on an error from the second baseman. Jackson Goforth led off with that, so he sits on first base as Hunter Althusius steps up to the plate. He fouls the first pitch off down the first base sideline. And it is an 0-1 count now to Althusius. And getting set on the mound, getting ready to fire, it is number 7, Dakota Williams. Pickoff attempt over at first base, not in time. And both these teams won their first game of the Eugene Quad. That pitch swung on and missed, and that'll be strike number 2 against Althusius. So an 0-2 count. Hunter Althusius looks to start off right in this one. Hoping to get things rolling along here. Already a runner on first base. The pitch, it's low and in the dirt, but nice pickup from the catcher. And that'll make the count 1-2. So now the 1-2, Williams getting set on the mound. He looks over to first, fires home, but it's outside, way outside. It's a wild pitch, and taking off to second base is Goforth, and he is in safely, no throw down. And now a runner in scoring position almost immediately for Waynesville. This is the way they wanted to start it off. Althusius looking in to drive in that first run. Nobody out. That pitch is in there for strike 3. Caught him looking. And he goes and sits back on the bench. However, again, the runner on second base is Goforth. So runner in scoring position. And it's Ethan Heberling who steps up to the plate for Waynesville. Getting a little bit of a leadoff second base is Goforth, and a nice pitch that's low and got a swing and a miss from Eberling. Eberling, the catcher for the game today for Waynesville's side. Getting getting set back up on the mound and pitching, and that one is just there on the inside edge. A phenomenal pitch from Dakota Williams. Gets the count 0-2 against Heberling. Looking to stay alive here. Again, runner in scoring position almost immediately out the gates after the wild pitch. And a check swing, and they got him going around. And that is strike number 3. So back-to-back strikeouts. That one a swing and a miss from Heberling, and quickly two away for Dakota Williams as Justin Zuber will step up to the plate to keep the inning going, the center fielder for the game today. So two away, runner on second base. Still top of the first inning. No score yet. 0-1 count as that's a swing and a miss to start off for Zuber. Williams gets set back up. Boonville's wearing the nice royal blue jerseys with black sleeves. Also got the hats on with the white front and black surrounding. The bill is also black on top. Looks like it's white on the bottom. Getting set on the mound. Here's the 0-2. The pitch is just outside for ball number one. A tough take for Zuber. It's going to be a tough one to hold off on, but he is able to manage to not swing at it, and it brings up a 1-2 count. Dakota Williams gets set. He brings up that left leg high, and it's a swing and a miss, but the ball was dropped, but picked up now and thrown over to first base. So that is 3 straight strikeouts to end the inning for Dakota Williams. A really good way to kind of pick it up after the runner had advanced over to second base, and that is going to do it for this top of the first inning. No runs, no hits, 1 error, 1 left on base. We will hit a quick break here on the Show Me Sports Network, and when we come back, we've got more action for you. The bottom of the first comes up, and Boonville will take their first at-bats after this.
Since 1951, Renz Automotive has been the leader in complete automotive and tire services, proudly serving the Ashland community and southern Boone County area. Servicing all makes and models of vehicles, customer satisfaction is their top priority. If your vehicle leaves you stranded, no need to worry, as Renz Automotive offers 24-hour towing services. To schedule an appointment, call 573-657-4614 or stop by and see Terry, Peggy, Derek, and the crew at 124 East Broadway in Ashland. Renz Automotive, your full-service automotive repair shop for over 70 years.
Well, hello and welcome back into the Show Me Sports Network. I'm Austin Thomas, and we are here in the bottom of the first inning. In that first inning, no runs were scored. Well, in the top of the first, I should say. But Boonville getting their first plate appearances here to go up against Wesley Dye, the starting pitcher for Waynesville. They're hoping to keep the offense rolling along, and Boonville will lead things off with Dakota Troost. Dakota Troost, the second baseman. The order due up for Boonville will be Dakota Troost, followed by Dakota Williams, and followed up by Bennett Greenhagen. So Dakota Troost gets back out there, and it appears that we are ready to get started with the bottom of the first inning. The warm-ups are done, and Wesley Dye gets set to go. Here comes the first pitch. Kind of a sidearm delivery over to the hot corner and through into the outfield. And a first pitch single for Dakota Troost. That's the way to start off a baseball game. Nice quick jolt for your offense. No pitches taken. And immediately getting on base. And it'll bring up Dakota Williams. Pitcher versus pitcher matchup here. As taking off and trying to steal second base, and the throw is off the target, and that's going to be a stolen base for Dakota Troost immediately. So there have been two pitches thrown in this game and already a runner on second base for Boonville. Dye looks down at the mound, looks back to second. Now goes back to home. He fires a slow-running pitch. That's outside for ball number two, as the first pitch to Williams had been a ball that ended up being on the stolen base. And second pitch, Williams is on top of it, and it's a foul tip back into the glove of the catcher. Brings the count 2-1. Wesley Dye's catcher for today is Ethan Eberling. That one was fouled off, so it brings the count to 2-2. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. It swung on and missed, and Dakota Williams will go down on strikes. First out of the game for Wesley Dye, and it brings up Bennett Greenagan. On deck for Boonville is Isaiah Hauptmann. And pickoff attempt over at second base before pitching to Greenhagen. No dice for Waynesville. So now Greenhagen steps back into the batter's box. Big leadoff, and he's taken off to third base, but the pitch was fouled off down the third baseline by Greenhagen. It was a good jump off a second by Troost. Probably would have been safe, but it was a foul. So now the pitch, and that one is going to miss for ball number one. Makes it a 1-1 count. That pitch is going to be again in there for, or just missing for strike, or ball number two, man. So it's a 2-1 count. One away. That pitch is way outside. That's going to the backstop, and taking off for third base is Dakota Troost, standing up pretty easily on the wild pitch there. And now a runner on third base, only one out. So really, Boonville just looking for a ball in play, and that pitch is going to be on the outside, and that will be a walk. So now a runner on first and third as Bennett Greenhagen gets on base. And Isaiah Hauptmann steps up to the plate. On deck, Brody Porter. And taking off for second base on the stolen base attempt, but the catcher not able to hold on to the ball. Heberling kind of dropped it from his glove on the transfer, and so going over to second with the stolen base will be Greenhagen. So runners on second and third now. And here's the pitch, and that one is going to be just missing for ball number two. Makes it a 2-0 count to Isaiah Hauptmann. That pitch swung on, sent into right center field. It's in that gap. It could be two bases. Two runs are going to come home and score, standing up, and it will be a two RBI single for Isaiah Hauptmann. What a way to put Boonville on the board. And that is the way for them to do it. Two RBI single, and Boonville strikes first. They're up 2-0. Over Waynesville here in the bottom of the first inning. Taking off for second base. The pitch is low, and the throw down not quite on the money. And tag will not be applied in time as Isaiah Hauptmann now on second base after the steal. Brody Porter at the plate. It's a 1-0 count. That pitch is going to be taken for strike number one, and now evens the count 1-1. So here's the 1-1. It is just high for ball two. Makes it 2-1. Here's the pitch. It's swung on, and he sends that one into foul territory over the fence on the left side, left field. So now the count, 2-2. Only one away here in the bottom of the first. Boonville's got a runner on second base. A pitch, and that's going to hit him in the helmet. It was a soft pitch. Curveball. It attempted to be a kind of a change-up, change of pace, but it missed pretty badly and hits him on the helmet. He looks fine. It was thankfully not a fastball. And they're going to check over on him, and it appears that he's all right. Did hit him square in the helmet, so it was like right on the back of it. He kind of bent down and let it hit him on top. Wasn't a dead-on hit either. So that's good to see. But now a runner on first and second after that hit by pitch. After Hauptmann had stolen second. So Brody Porter goes on to first base. And Lance Haynes steps to the plate. On deck, it's Lucas Schuster. And that pitch is high for ball number one. Makes it a 1-0 count. That pitch is going to be high and inside for ball number two. And Wesley Dye struggling a little bit with command these last couple of pitches. Hoping to bring it back in. He pitches, and that is just on that top edge of the strike zone. That was great placement there to get the call. 2-1 now. Again, only one out, so still trying to score some runs is Boonville. They're very threatening right now. And the second strike there is, again, got him looking on the high fastball. It's been a good pitch so far. It's that one tries to hit the low side and switch up the placement, but it's going to miss. And so now the count sits at 3-2. Lance Haynes looking to continue the streak of runners reaching. He swings, and that's going to be a pop-up to shortstop. Got him off the bag and trying to go over to tag him out, and that's a double play. Bennett Greenhagen thought that thing was sent into the out. It was going to be a hit and didn't realize to tag up, so he got tagged out on the pop-up, and that is two outs, and that ends the Boonville threat, but not before they were able to score twice. In that inning, it was two runs on two hits. There were no errors, but there was one runner left on base. So at the end of the first inning, it is 2-0 Boonville. We're going to hit a quick break, and when we come back, we've got more action for you here on the Show Me Sports Network.
Seeking to express your unique style? How about healthier, clearer skin? Look no further than Mary Kay. For more than 60 years, Mary Kay has been offering a wide range of high-quality makeup and skincare products that empower you to shine and stand out in any setting. From luscious lipsticks to vibrant eyeshadows, flawless foundations to glowing highlights, moisturizing serum to blemish and acne regimens, Mary Kay's got you covered. If you don't have a Mary Kay beauty consultant, then I've got you covered. To get your best skin, call me, Cassandra Gasway, today at 417-684-2667 or visit online at marykay.com/CassandraGasway.
Well, hello and welcome back into the Show Me Sports Network's coverage of Waynesville versus Boonville baseball. I'm Austin Thomas on the call today. It's 2-0, the Boonville lead. They're the home team today as Waynesville gets set back up at the plate, looking to score some of their own runs. And leading things off, it's going to be Wesley Dye, the pitcher. His first plate appearance of the game here. First pitch gets him choked up on the inside of the at-bat. He swings it over to second base, and the throw over to first is in time. Good play there from number four, Chase Chamberlain. So pretty quickly, one away on the first pitch ground out. And it's going to be Isaac Martinez who steps into the box. First pitch from Williams is in the dirt against Martinez. Brings the count 1-0. Williams brings his glove to his face. Makes sure to grab his hold. He's staring straight down. Now he gets set. He throws, and that one's off the plate. It'll be ball two, so 2-0 to Martinez. And that's what you like to see as a batter. Trying to get yourself ahead in that count as much as you can. Force the pitcher to get some right down the middle. Here's the throw. That one is over the plate, but fouled off. Martinez was ready for it, but not able to make of it what he wanted. So now the count, 2-1. It's a great day for baseball now. Maybe a little cooler earlier this morning, but it's definitely warmed up to the point where it's about 58 degrees or so. A little windy, but beautiful sun is out and shining down on us. It's 2-2 as that pitch is going to be called strike two. ...13-mile-an-hour winds right now. Kind of going in the left field direction, and got him! Wasn't sure what to swing at, so he held up on the swing, but it was right there for strikeout looking. And that is the fourth strikeout of the game for Dakota Williams, who's really looking good in this one. He loves seeing strikeouts. Great start for him so far. Two away in the top of the second, as that pitch is in the dirt for ball number one. Mason Thompson steps into the batter's box. Thompson, the first baseman for Waynesville, and a little bit of a mound visit just to check on his pitcher. Catcher is Lance Haynes in the game today. And they just want to calm him down, make sure Dakota Williams doesn't let that get into his head. He's had a couple that have hit in the dirt, but has been pretty strong and has managed some poor contact and a lot of strikeouts. That happens a lot early in high school baseball games, you'll see, as that pitch is in there for strike number one. Makes it a 1-1 count against Thompson. And a time is going to be called here by the batter. Thompson wants to take a step out, take a swing real quick. 1-1 count. Nobody on here with two away in the top of the first. It's a swing and a miss. That one was nearly hitting home plate. Kind of a golf swing right there from Mason Thompson. So he'll be looking to make sure he's not swinging out a pitch like that in this one, and maybe he'll induce a swing and a called strike right down the middle, exactly as I was about to say, and that is going to do it. Another strikeout looking. That's back-to-back strikeout looking. He's got three Ks backwards in the books today. Three strikeout lookings and five strikeouts in total. Dakota Williams really carving up Waynesville right now. It is 0 runs, 0 hits, 0 errors, 0 left on base in that inning. A perfect 1-2-3 inning from Dakota Williams. And that will do it for the top of the second. We're going to hit a quick break here. When we come back, we got the bottom of the second for you. It's 2-0 Boonville. They'll look to add on to that lead when we come back here on the Show Me Sports Network.
Running out of some of your favorite Avon products and haven't seen an Avon brochure in quite some time? No need to worry. Avon Independent Sales Representative Michelle Carty can help with your Skin So Soft makeup, jewelry, fragrance, and skincare needs. Avon now carries cleaning supplies, clothing, daily essentials, and several small LG electronic items. You now have the opportunity to shop online 24/7 and have your order shipped directly to your front door by shopping with Michelle at mcarty.avonrepresentative.com. Or find her on Facebook by searching Avon Carty.
hello and welcome back to this Show Me Sports Network's coverage of Waynesville versus Boonville baseball. I'm Austin Thomas on the call. We're here in the bottom of the second inning, and Boonville struck ahead with a two-run first inning, and they step up to the plate again, looking to keep things going. Lucas Schuster at the plate right now. He's going to take the first pitch high for ball number one. Schuster, the first baseman on the game today. And he's going to take the second pitch as well for ball number two. Wesley Dye, the pitcher on the mound for Waynesville. Catcher for them, Ethan Heberling. That pitch is going to be in there, though, for strike number one. So brings it to a 2-1 count. Not falling behind 3-0 is a key thing for pitchers. Never want to fall behind in the count 3-0, as that pitch is going to be low for ball number three. So it makes it 3-1. And Lucas Schuster ahead in the count here. He's going to swing, however, at that pitch. It's popped up foul right behind the backstop and hits the top of the shed behind us. And it fills the count 3-2. Good pitch inside. Got him on top of it. And here's the 3-2. It is just low for ball number four. And Lucas Schuster will take his base. Now Abram Taylor steps up to the plate. Abram Taylor, the designated hitter for the game today, as the first pitch is high for ball number one against him. And a couple of free passes given so far from Dye. He's hoping to work on his control here, as that pitch is also going to miss for ball number two. Has struggled a little bit finding that strike zone. He has two walks and a hit by pitch so far, but it's also been a lot of counts that have been worked by Boonville. They've been able to fill the count quite a bit, even when they do get the strikes. Now 3-0, they're being very selective with the pitches that they swing at. Here's the 3-0. That pitch is going to be high for ball number four, and Taylor will take his base as well. Back-to-back walks, and it brings up Chase Chamberlain, the number nine hitter. Chamberlain playing second base on the game today. Hoping to keep this line moving around as he takes the first pitch for a strike. And that's got to feel good for Wesley Dye. So here comes the 0-1 count. He looks back to second base, who's getting a little bit of a leadoff, but is going to fire over the plate for ball number one. Makes it 1-1. Second base is Lucas Schuster. And the pitch swung on, sent over to third base, and not cleanly fielded and running over to step on third base and get the force out. He's going to be the third baseman there, so a nice little play over at third. Got him out. That was Isaac Martinez, who plays third base. And now Dakota Troost steps back up to the plate after the force out. And first pitch is going to be taken for ball number one. Troost singled in his first plate appearance, and then was able to work his way around the base paths. So now a 2-0 count as he took the second pitch as well. That pitch is also going to be well high. So now quickly 3-0 against Dakota Troost with runners on first and second and only one away. Troost likely not to swing here as he watches that pitch come across for strike number one. Smart pitch from Dye. So now the 3-1 pitch is going to be swung on, sent up the middle, and it's through into the outfield. Truce's second hit of the day, and it's going to be an RBI. One run comes around to score, and the other will stay at third base. So an RBI single from Dakota Troost, his second single of the game. And a mound visit will take place here as Wesley Dye has struggled a bunch with command in this one. A couple of walks to start off the inning, and then really trying to just put something over the plate and maybe put it over the plate too easily for Dakota Troost on that one. Pitching is tough, though. It is one of the toughest things to do, and it's a very mental game as well. That's what you'll learn. So, you know, getting in a player's head is definitely something that can affect someone, and that appears to be what we've seen a little bit here, just getting knocked off his game a little bit. So taking the mound visit really just to make sure that he can find his calm and get right back into it. Boonville's got a runner on first and third now, as Abram Taylor came all the way around to score on Dakota Troost's single. And Chase Chamberlain made it around to third base. So pretty key for Boonville in a pickoff attempt. He's got him in a pickle over at first base. Dakota Troost now looking back at home and trying to go for the tag out. Now throwing him back at home, maybe getting a potential double play. But everyone is going to be safe. Everyone is going to be safe. I thought they called him out at second. Dakota Troost was able to slide, was able to avoid the tag going to second base. And then they tried to get him out at third base. But he was able to get back in safely there. So just a single runner advance. They're going to call that a stolen base for Dakota Troost. That pitch is in there for strike number one against Dakota Williams. So a little bit of an interesting play right there. Now runners on third and second. That one's well hit. Right center gap going back and trying to make the catch, and it is caught by the center fielder. The throw back in. It will bring in one run going to the cutoff, and that'll be an RBI sac fly. And a nice way to track that one down. That was very well hit by Dakota Williams, but not well hit enough to get a hit. But it will bring another run across as Chase Chamberlain came home. Dakota Troost remains on second base. That pitch is going to be missing for a ball against Bennett Greenhagen. Greenhagen took a walk in his first plate appearance. He was one of the two that came around to score on the Isaiah Hauptmann 2-RBI single. And now a pickoff attempt, trying to catch him over, taking third base, and the throw goes into the outfield. And taking home on that one, Dakota Troost making his way all the way home for the fifth run of the game. Boonville leads 5-0 on the play. That pitch swung on, sent foul down the left field line. And it is Bennett Greenhagen at the plate. So it's a 1-2 count now to him. And here's the pitch. That pitch is skied foul right back over the backstop. So it remains a 1-2 count. The pitch, and another foul straight back. So Bennett Greenhagen staying alive against Wesley Dye. Trying to keep this inning going and keep the momentum in Boonville's favor. They have really started off offensively hot. That pitch swung on, well hit into center field, running up on it, and a great catch in center field. It was a line drive and a great catch by the center fielder to kind of run up on that one and make the play. It was Jackson Goforth who was able to come up and make that. He had a couple of nice plays there. He had the sacrifice fly that was caught, and then he ends the inning on that. So throughout that inning, there were three runs scored. There was one hit, one error, and there was nobody left on base. So at the end of the second inning, it sits 5-0 Boonville. We're going to hit a quick break here, and when we come back, we've got the top of the third for you here on the Show Me Sports Network.
At the Boone County Journal, we're with you all the way. We know that you're more than just a subscriber. You're an employer. You're a parent. You're a neighbor. Most importantly, you're a community member. It's our goal to provide you with the latest news, sports, opinions, obituaries, classifieds, and more to keep you informed about your community. To find out more about the Boone County Journal or to subscribe, call 573-657-2334 or visit bocojo.com. The Boone County Journal. We're with you all the way.
Well, hello and welcome back into the Show Me Sports coverage of Boonville versus Waynesville baseball. I'm Austin Thomas on the call today, and for Waynesville, they have got a little bit to come back on leading things off. It's Owen Schick, the right fielder. He's going to take ball number one from Dakota Williams. So a 1-0 count now to Schick. That pitch swung on and missed. Waynesville really trying to get something in play here. They have struggled to get on the base paths. Their only runner came off of an error from the second baseman. Here's the pitch. That one swung on and missed. A high heat fastball that really got him out of his shoes. So a 1-2 count. Dakota Williams still on the mound. He looks straight ahead. He brings up the leg. He sends it home, and that one's fouled off. Way to stay alive from Schick. A 1-2 count. It's a 5-0 Boonville lead here in the top of the third. Williams gets set. He sends it home, and that one is fouled off, and looks like it hit Lance Haynes in a rough spot, and he's getting up to kind of walk it off. Sometimes can be rough hit playing behind catcher. That's going to be one of the more likely spots to get hit. Got to be a tough player to play the backstop. And he's ready to go now. So getting set back up on the mound. It's 1-2 to Schick. Dakota Williams eyes him down. He fires, and another foul ball. A good job by Owen Schick to stay alive. This will be his 7th pitch of the plate appearance that he's having right here. Dakota Williams shakes off Haynes. Now he's ready. Brings up the leg. He pitches, and that one's high for ball number 2. A good eye from Schick. Really working this count. One of the better plate appearances we've seen today from Waynesville's side. The pitch swung on, sent into play over to second base. He's got it, throws it over to first, and that time retires him. Chase Chamberlain making up for his error earlier in the game with a nice little play right there. And now Dylan Pelkey steps up to the plate after the ground out from Schick. Pelkey batting at the 9 spot today for Waynesville. So he's the final batter that has yet to take a plate appearance, and he takes the first pitch for a ball. Pelkey playing in left field for the game today. Hasn't had too much action over there yet. His first pitch swung on and missed for strike number one. Now he's had a couple ground balls that have come his way from singles, but that about it. Hasn't had any fly balls his way on the defensive side. And this is first plate appearance in the game here in the third inning. Here's the 1-1. That's high for ball number two. Makes it a 2-1 count. Dakota Williams definitely hasn't had as much luck here with the bottom of the order as he did with the top. He had five strikeouts in those first two innings, but now he's been really getting worked by these batters. But that one is swinging a miss from Pelkey. Evens the count 2-2. Here's the pitch. That pitch in there, called strike three. He got him out looking again. That's his fourth strikeout looking of the game. And again, his sixth strikeout overall, and he's just faced through the order one time. Dakota Williams, absolutely on fire on the mound so far. His stuff has been phenomenal. And finally, they get back to the top of the order, and this will be Jackson Goforth. Goforth, in his first plate appearance, was able to make it on the base paths thanks to an error. Made it all the way over to second base after a wild pitch, but that's where he was left stranded after three straight strikeouts. So he'll be looking to get back on the base paths here and keep the inning alive. It's a 1-0 count after the first pitch misses low. Here's the second. That one is also low and away. So makes it a 2-0 lead in the count for Goforth. Now the baseball hasn't left the infield yet for Waynesville. They're really looking to probably elevate one here, at least get it deeper in play, as that pitch is taken for ball three. Now, I don't think you're necessarily going to be doing that in this case. You're going to try and work the walk in this situation. It's a 3-0 count, trying to get a base runner. Can't score runs without base runners. Well, I mean, I guess you could with a home run, but I don't think that's the attempt here, as he watches strike number one go by, and probably the smart decision to take there. Dakota Williams, he steps back and he sends that one for a walk. And that's the first base runner that hasn't come off of an error against Dakota Williams. Waynesville will definitely take that. And now it'll bring up Hunter Althusius. Althusius, the shortstop for Waynesville, and well, Goforth has reached both of his times at the plate, but nobody else on this Waynesville team has yet to do so. Althusius looking to change that for the Tigers. That pitch swung on, sent into center field. It's going to drop for a hit. Goforth at second. He's going to stick there. It's not quite in the right spot for him to take off to third base. And now Ethan Heberling will step up to the plate, hoping to keep this inning alive for Waynesville. Two away, runners on first and second after the single. And that pitch is low, taking off to third base. And that's going to be a nice steal. It wasn't quite a wild pitch. Wasn't a pass ball or anything. It was just a tough play to snag up and a great jump from Jackson Goforth, who is able to make his way now to third. Although Hunter Althusius stayed on first base on that. So now a 1-0 count to Heberling. He's going to take strike number one. So that was right there on that inside edge, kind of that low inside corner. Good pitch from Dakota Williams, who's trying to get right back on the right pace here. Here's the 1-1. It's a swing and a miss. Taking off to second. That's a late jump, but nobody's there to cover. And it's going to hit him in the feet. It's going over into left field and running home. is going to be Jackson Goforth, and that's the first run of the game for Waynesville and a little bit of an odd play. A nice dive, great recognizing nobody was covering second base from Althusius, so he's going to get the stolen base as they tried to throw down and get him, and then on the throw, Goforth was able to take home. You don't see that too often. So here's the 1-2 count, and that pitch is taken low for ball number two. It evens it 2-2 to Heberling. And that's an interesting score to put in the scorebook. I'm not entirely sure how you're gonna write that one down as him advancing home on a throw on a stolen base. But the 2-2, a swing and a miss, and that will end the inning, but not without a threat as, well, Waynesville gets their first run of the game thanks to an odd play on a missed, on a throw on a stolen base attempt. That's one run on one hit. There were no errors in that inning, but one runner was left on base, and that will do it for the top of the third. We're going to hit a quick break here, and when we come back, we got the bottom of the third for you here on the Show Me Sports Network.
At Centurion Cares, for more than three decades, their focus has been on exceeding customer expectations for contact center software solutions. Their innovative communication solutions include utility interactive voice response software that allows for smart communication features that let your utility deliver superior customer service 24/7. They also provide other streamlined services like automatic call distribution, automated customer callback, reporting, and quality assurance. To find out more about how Centurion Cares can help your business, call them at 727-421-5300 or look them up online at centurioncares.com. Centurion Cares, innovative communication solutions.
Hello and welcome back into the Show Me Sports Network's coverage of Boonville versus Waynesville baseball here from the Eugene Quad Tournament. I'm Austin Thomas on the call today, and it's currently a 5-1 Boonville lead. Their offense has been hitting on all cylinders so far today, and as we break into the afternoon and the sun kind of starting to hit its highest point in the game, it's really starting to warm up here. Starting to be a really nice baseball day, as I mentioned a little bit earlier. But both offenses have been heating up. You saw the first run of the game from Waynesville in the last inning, but now they switch to the defensive side, and they're going to see if they can slow down Boonville, who has been phenomenal on offense. They have been really selective with their pitches, and they have great plate discipline. They have been able to score because of how well they have taken pitches. That's been the key thing for them in this one so far. And first pitch is going to be taken for ball number one. At the plate, it's Isaiah Hauptmann. Hauptmann versus Dye. Dye still on the mound. It's a 2-0 count. And Dye has had a couple batters where he struggled a bit with his command. Starting off 2-0 in the count, he's going to have to make sure he's firing it in there for strikes, and he does. Makes it 2-1. It's key that he's... It seems to me like he's trying to paint the outside of the strike zone, which is really good if you're able to locate it, but it can definitely result in walks. As that one's hit well, it's into right field, as that is fair, and that'll be a leadoff single for Isaiah Hauptmann. And despite the efforts of Dye to put it in a spot where it's difficult to hit, well, that one was just a great way for Hauptmann to kind of wait back on that and be able to make good contact. And it'll bring up Brody Porter, who got hit by a pitch his first plate appearance, and then immediately trying to steal second. It's got a little bit of a late jump, but the slide was in there, not quite able to apply the tag in time as... coming over to kind of put that down, Althusius caught the ball, tried to apply the tag, but not quite able to, and that'll be a stolen base for Hauptmann, so he's on second. It's a 1-0 count. That pitch is high, makes it 2-0. And Brody Porter looking to get back on the base paths. officially 0-for-0 today because he got hit by a pitch, which does not count as an at-bat, and he's going to take that one for ball number three, and maybe he won't even get an at-bat in this one if he takes a walk. Here's the 3-0, that pitch right in there for strike number one. Well, you've seen that a couple times where he goes down in the count 3-0, but Dye able to get that strike on the 3-0 count every time so far. It's been important for him. As here's the 3-1, it's swung on, sent over to the left field. That's going to be getting through for a single, and running up on that is Dylan Pelkey to make sure that he's not allowing the run to go home, and instead it'll just be a single base advance. Both runners take one base. Brody Porter over to first, and Isaiah Hauptmann over to third. And Brody Porter will potentially try and swipe second here. Runner on third base, it'll make that throw a little more questionable as first pitch is high to Lance Haynes. Haynes flew out to the shortstop. It was that pop-up play that ended up being a double play. As taking off for second, Porter, he runs. The catcher throws on a quick cutoff play as you saw Goforth kind of run up on that one. Goforth playing second base. That pitch is going to be taken for strike number one on the 2-0. So it's a 2-1 count now. Here's the 2-1. That pitch is right there at the top of the numbers for strike number two. A good pitch from Wesley Dye. Runners on first and third. Second and third after Brody Porter got the steal. That pitch is going to miss, and it's off the glove, but running back to grab the ball was Eberling, able to make sure that run doesn't come home, but it's a 3-2 count. No outs here in the bottom of the third inning. Dangerous territory for Waynesville, and Boonville hoping to add some more runs again. Here's the pitch. That one swung on, sent up into center field. Another single. The line keeps on moving, crossing around third, going home, and making it safely. That's a two RBI single for Lance Haynes on the 3-2 count. And Boonville's offense has just been absolutely killer today. And Lucas Schuster will now step up to the plate. It's 7-1, the Boonville lead here in the bottom of the third. Lucas Schuster took a walk, his first plate appearance, which was back last inning. Takes pitch number one for a strike. He had worked the count to 3-2 before taking that walk. Again, we've seen this Boonville team take a lot of pitches here as that pitch is swung hard on, but pop up into left field territory, and it was caught by, I believe that's the shortstop that trailed all the way over there to catch that. And yeah, it's Hunter Althusius who trailed all the way over to the third base line and made the catch. So that'll be the first out of the inning and a pickoff attempt over at first base. Not in time. Only runner on is Lance Haynes, who's at first. After Lucas Schuster popped out there. That pitch is going to miss just inside. Makes the count 1-0 against Abram Taylor. Taylor also took a walk last inning and came around to score on the Dakota Troost RBI single. Another pickoff attempt over at first base. Not in time again. But it's good to make sure that he's staying on the bag. Don't want to allow free bases here with one out as he's going to take second and can't quite keep the ball in his glove. Was Ethan Eberling who tried to pop up before he had the ball. And so a 2-0 count, and the runner does advance on the stolen base. Lance Haynes making his way over into scoring position. Now Abram Taylor will take that pitch for a strike. Makes it 2-1. And potentially looking back at second, but that pitch instead is going to miss outside. Brings the count 3-1. Taylor, the DH. He had some base running back where he was able to get back around and go all the way home, but takes that pitch for ball number four, and he's back on the bases for the second time this game with his second walk. So now runners on first and second. One out here. It does put into play the possibility of a double play. So maybe not necessarily the worst thing that could have happened for Waynesville. The batter at the plate now, Chase Chamberlain, he is going to take the first pitch for a ball. Again, 7-1, the Boonville lead here in the bottom of the third. And Chamberlain takes the second pitch as well, well outside and in the dirt for ball number two. It's a 2-0 count. Dye looks down Eberling, and he steps back up. He gets ready. He throws it, and that one is low for ball number three. And again, a 3-0 count here. Chase Chamberlain. Chamberlain ended up grounding out over to third base his last time up. Well, got the force out. He was able to make it on the base paths and then came around to score. But it was a force out when he played, so he's not going to get credited with a hit. He takes that pitch for strike number one. 3-1 count. Dye gets set on the mound. He throws, and that's going to hit him. Hit by pitch. And Chase Chamberlain will take his base. And all of a sudden, you've got the bases loaded for the top of the order, and Dakota Truce, who has been phenomenal this game. He got a hit in both the first and the second inning, and he's back up here in the third inning. His last hit was an RBI single, which scored one of those runs. And this is maybe the one hitter that you don't want to face if you're Waynesville right now. If there was one hitter you could avoid, this is the guy. First pitch misses for ball number one. Bases loaded, one away, and that pitch is taken for strike number one, so evens the count 1-1. Here's the 1-1 from Dye. That one's inside, trying to pick him off at first base on the throw down from the catcher. And they're going to call him out. What a throw from Ethan Heberling to catch him off at first base. Caught him napping. And Chase Chamberlain gets picked off by the catcher. And that pitch is going to hit Dakota Troost, so he will take his bag. With the 1-2 count, but Dakota Troost will make it back on. So that's back-to-back hit by pitches. And Boonville again has the bases loaded. Dakota Williams at the plate. He hit a sacrifice fly his last plate appearance and struck out swinging his first one. He takes that pitch for ball number one. So he's got one RBI on the game today. He's 0-for-1. That pitch is low for ball number two. Again, we're only in the third inning here. A lot of plate appearances so far from all of those Pirates batters. That pitch is going to be taken and just low for ball number three. Man, I thought that one painted the edge. That was close. But that's exactly where he wanted to put that pitch. Try and induce the swing. That pitch, though, going to be intended to just go right across in order to not have that 4-0 walk. So now the count 3-1. Don't want to walk a runner home in this situation. Bases are loaded. Two away. Pitch in there for strike number two. Williams just taking that one. Again, probably the smart thing to do. But now it's a full count. This is one of the most important pitches that Dye's going to throw here. The pitch swung on, sent high into left field, running to try and make the catch, and it's off the glove, and it drops in left field. That is going to be a two-base error, and all the runners are going to come around to score. A tough play for Dylan Pelkey to drop, and that's going to be a three-run error. It's 10-1, the Boonville lead after that. And a mound visit coming here, potential pitching change. We'll see what the coach decides to do, and he's going to talk to his pitcher. And he'll hand in the ball, and it will indeed be, well, hold on 1 second. He handed the coach the ball, and yes, they will make the call to the bullpen, and that is going to do it for Wesley Dye's day. An unfortunate way to kind of end that one. He was really hoping to have a bit of a better finish to it, but it does end up finishing his day right there. So, after 2 2/3 innings pitched, he allowed 10 runs. Seven of them were earned runs, I believe. Checking in on that right now. Only 6 of them were earned, as the one in the second inning also was not earned. 6 earned runs, 10 runs allowed in total through 2 2/3 innings pitched. You saw a total of 6 hits in that game, and now they will move to the bullpen, where it will be number 24. That is Carter Pondrome, who checks into the game as the pitcher. We're going to hit a quick break here, though. And when we come back, we have the finish of that third inning of action for you here on the Show Me Sports Network.
There's no better way to celebrate a special event or show someone just how important they are to you than gifting them something handcrafted from Country with a Heart. Handmade in mid-Missouri, Country with a Heart specializes in hand-built woodworking projects for every occasion. Their design collection includes children's furniture, doll furniture, household items, holiday decor, outdoor decorations, custom projects, and everything in between. To view their full inventory of projects, visit countrywithaheart.com and find them on Facebook by joining the Country with a Heart group page.
The following public service announcement is brought to you by the Eddie Goodell Society, Jefferson City Chapter 10, doing little things to make a big difference.
Want to make a big difference in your community? Be kind to others, drive safely, and put litter in its proper place.
Join us in celebrating Eddie Goodell's historic Major League appearance as a member of the St. Louis Browns by doing something nice for someone today.
Take a walk, Eddie!
Hello and welcome back into the Show Me Sports Network's coverage of Boonville versus Waynesville baseball. We're back here in the bottom of the third inning. A runner on second base. It's 10-1, the Boonville lead at the plate. It's Bennett Greenhagen, and taking a huge lead and taking off to third base as that ball is grounded to shortstop, but it's through into the outfield. Well, a tough play for Hunter Althusius. He had to run over to get it, but it went right under his glove. So that's going to be an error on him. And it'll bring back up Isaiah Hauptmann for the second time this inning. He led off the inning with a single. And now it's back to him. So it's 11-1 after the run comes home to score on the error. Dakota Williams came all the way around on that. And now that run will go actually against Wesley Dye on his run count, as that pitch is skied into right field. Running up on it, making sure not to drop it, and making the catch in right field, and that will do it. Owen Schick under that one. And at the end of the inning, man, it's a tough one for Waynesville as Boonville scores 6 runs with 3 hits. There were 2 errors that inning, and along with that, there was 1 runner left on base. It's 11-1, the Boonville lead, entering the 4th inning. We'll hit a quick break here. When we come back, we've got more for you here on the Show Me Sports Network.
Since 2018, Han Custom Laser Engraving LLC has been specializing in all things custom, using large format, high powered lasers with some of the most advanced technologies on the market. Anything can become a canvas. The state of the art system makes quick work of custom engraving on cups, glass, tile, wood, acrylic, metal, headstones with endless possibilities. They also offer custom one of a kind signs that are sure to make your design stand out. Find them on Facebook at Han Custom Laser Engraving or call 573-489-8732. To find out more. Han Custom Laser Engraving LLC, a veteran-owned business.
Hello and welcome back into the Show Me Sports Network's coverage of Boonville versus Waynesville baseball. I'm Austin Thomas, and it is an 11-1 Boonville lead. They have been phenomenal offensively this game, and the pitching from Dakota Williams has been great as well. Dakota Williams looking to keep up his performance here as, well, Boonville just got done scoring 6 runs on offense and an inning that took that they batted around it. So a lot of downtime for Dakota Williams. We're going to have to see how his arm is feeling here and see how he's going to keep doing. He has been great this game. Has a ton of strikeouts. He's up to 7 on the game after ending that last inning on a strikeout. And it's Justin Zuber who will start off for Waynesville. Immediately hits first pitch, and it's a line out over to first base. Right there to make the catch was Lucas Schuster. And that's quickly one away, as it'll bring up a pinch hitter in this situation. Well, it is not a pinch hitter. I apologize. It's actually just the substitution that was made on the pitching mound. It's Carter Pondrome at the plate. It's 1-0, and he swings and misses on the next one. It's now even the count, 1-1. He's going to take that pitch for ball number 2. Makes it a 2-1 count to Pondrome. That pitch is going to be swung on, well hit into left field. That's dropping for a single. And Pondrome gets the first runner on the bags for Waynesville this inning. Important hit for them right there, as it'll bring up Isaac Martinez, and a pitch runner comes on for Pondrome. That'll be number 18, Tayshawn Coston. Here's the pitch. That one's in the dirt. It's going back to the backstop. A little bit of a late jump, but still getting in there safely is Coston. And now a 1-0 count after that wild pitch right there. So runner on second base. And at the plate, actually a pinch hitter here. It is not Isaac Martinez, as I had said earlier. That pitch in the dirt for ball number 2 makes it a 2-0 count to Luke Cassidy. Here's the 2-0. That pitch is swung on, sent over to first base. Right there is the first baseman now looking over to third base and not in time on the throw. And so Coston will advance on that one. But it will be one out as he grounded, as Luke Cassidy grounds out to first base. And now a runner on third base, two outs away as Mason Thompson steps up to the plate. It's an 11-1 Boonville lead. Thompson will take the first pitch for a ball. Thompson struck out looking in his first plate appearance back in the second inning. It's a 1-0 count. He swings and sends that one foul into the trees on the right field side, over the fence. So a 1-1 count now. Mason Thompson looks to bring home the run and cut as much as they can into this lead, and a pitch right on the bottom edge of that strike zone. Great placement from Dakota Williams. Just clips the bottom edge of the zone and brings it to 1-2 on Thompson. Williams gets set. He looks over at third base, eyes the runner back, and a curveball that misses high. That's a dangerous pitch to throw. You could definitely leave that hanging for Thompson to hit. But instead, will just be a ball, 2-2. Here's the pitch. Swung on. It's off the dirt, over to the pitcher, who throws it to first, and that does it for the inning. So, not quite 1-2-3, but it is harmless for Boonville. No runs scored on one hit. No errors. One runner left on base. It is 11-1, the Boonville lead at the middle of the fourth inning. We'll hit a quick break here. When we come back, we got the bottom of the fourth for you. Boonville comes up to bat next here on the Show Me Sports Network.
At Hallsville School District, our educators do more than just teach. Lives are being shaped for the future before they even enter a classroom. For students to succeed, it takes an entire district-wide team. Join Hallsville School District's team today, now offering competitive salaries and benefits for all positions. Visit hallsville.org and click on the employment link under Our District tab.
And welcome back into the Show Me Sports Network's coverage of high school baseball. It's Boonville versus Waynesville. I'm Austin Thomas, and it is an 11-1 lead for Boonville. And Waynesville will look to keep it at that here as they come up on defense. And leading things off is going to be Brody Porter for the Pirates. The Pirates batted around last inning, got all the way back to Isaiah Hauptman. But that is where the inning ended. Brody Porter singled last inning. He also got hit by a pitch in his first plate appearance, so he is 1-for-1 on the game, has reached base both times he's been at the plate. So here's the pitch. That pitch is low and outside for ball number one. Carter Pondrum on the mound. He got put into the game out of the bullpen near the end of the last one. Got checked in right before the error at short. Here's the 1-1. It is outside for ball two. Makes it 2-1. Now Pondrum, he gets set. He looks back home. Brody Porter's ready, keeps that bat still in waiting, and a nice, a tough hop to catch by the third baseman, and tries to make the throw, but it's high, and it'll be safe. Tough play to make right there. That one's going to be going down as an infield single. Not sure if that would have been safer out, even if the throw had been caught. So Brody Porter gets a nice infield single there. And now stepping up to the plate, in place of Lance Haynes, it's Evan Reeder. Evan Reeder checking out Lance Haynes out of the game. With a runner on first base, there is zero outs here after the leadoff hit from Porter. So here's the pitch, swung on, sent up the middle, running up on it as the second baseman, making the on-the-run throw over to first. That is an out. Nice play to get the out from second base, Jackson Goforth. So now another pinch hitter here for Boonville is. That is going to be Evan Bishop, the junior, who checks in for Lucas Schuster. One away here in the bottom of the fourth. Runner on second base. Brody Porter did advance on that ground ball to second. There was nearly a collision on that one as you saw Goforth try and run up on the ball as they were kind of crossing paths right there, although thankfully that did not happen. First pitch to Bishop is low and in the dirt for ball number one. That pitch is taken for strike one, makes it a 1-1 count. Evan Bishop's first plate appearance in this game. That pitch swung on right back to Pondrum, who throws it over to first on the easy toss, and that is out number two as Bishop goes down. So Porter does make it over to third base, but two away, so still the only way to bring him home would be a wild pitch or a single or something like that. And now Abram Taylor steps back into the box. He hits that one over to short. The throw to first right there on the money. A good throw from the shortstop, Hunter Althusius. And that is going to do it for the fourth inning. Not too much going for that one compared to a lot of these other innings. And very good for Waynesville. They'll be happy with that one. No runs on one hit. No errors, and one runner left on base. It's 11-1 Boonville, and Waynesville will be hoping to avoid the run rule here as we enter the top of the fifth, but before that, we'll hit a quick break here. When we come back, we've got the top of the fifth inning for you here on the Show Me Sports Network.
Attention Indians fans, here's your chance to help the student athletes of Hallsville by becoming a member of the Hallsville Athletic Boosters. Your gifts help provide all Hallsville athletes with a safe and positive experience while attending our school district, and also help purchase items that our sports team couldn't otherwise afford. You can join the Hallsville Athletic Boosters this season for as little as $25. Membership is open to everyone. Interested in joining? Look them up on Facebook by searching Hallsville Athletic Boosters or email them at hallsvilleathleticboosters@gmail.com. Let's go Indians!
Last Sentinel Firearms is your federally licensed and registered Type 7 FFL manufacturer dealer in Missouri, providing quality products to all types of sports enthusiasts, law enforcement, and individuals across the nation. Orders are currently being fulfilled, offering custom-built pistols and rifles from the AR platform made right here in Missouri. Visit their website at lastsentinelfirearms.com or call them at 417-684-7202 to find out what they've got for you. Last Sentinel Firearms, you are your last line of defense.
Hi, I'm retired Army Sergeant Trent Dirks, and I want to tell you about an organization that saved and changed my life forever. Retrieving Freedom provides highly trained service dogs to veterans with disabilities and children with autism absolutely free of charge, thanks to the generous donations and support from people just like you. Experts from Retrieving Freedom help throughout the entire process, from fostering programs through service dog placement. Retrieving Freedom gave me the skilled service dog Tracer, who has been my best friend and my lifeline. To find out more about how you can get involved, volunteer, foster, or to donate, visit their website, RetrievingFreedom.org. Retrieving Freedom, changing lives through the training and placement of service dogs for veterans with disabilities and children with autism.
Well, hello and welcome back into the Show Me Sports Network's coverage of high school baseball. I'm Austin Thomas on the call. It's Boonville versus Waynesville, and Waynesville finds themselves down 11-1. Here in the top of the fifth inning, hoping to, again, avoid a run rule possibility. 10 runs after five. And at the plate now, it's Owen Schick. On the mound, it's Kalen Vaca. They decided to move to the bullpen for Boonville. Dakota Williams, 4 innings pitched. 1 earned run, 1 run in total. 2 hits, 1 walk, 7 strikeouts. No hit batters, no balks. Really good game from him. Did have 2 wild pitches. Faced 16 total batters. Here's the pitch to Schick, and that is a 1-1-1-2 count as it's in there for strike number 2. Schick, the right fielder, he made the last out of 2 innings ago. That pitch is going to be sent right back to Vaca, and that is out number 1 as he goes over to first base pretty easily. So a ground out to the pitcher, and it will bring up a pinch hitter here again for them. It's Talen Ritchie. That pitch will be taken for strike number 1. Brings it to an 0-1 count for Ritchie. A lot of pinch hitters here for and substitutions for Waynesville as Ritchie takes back-to-back strikes. And that pitch, swing and a miss. That's strike number 3. And Talen Ritchie goes down on strikes. So again, quickly 2 away here, and it'll bring up another substitution as coming into the game is Jonas Saar. Jonas Saar looking to play strong here and get some contact over to shortstop, trying to run it out, but the throw over to first, and that will do it. The out there, and that is game over. The run rule does go into effect after the ground out, and that ends the game. So, the final score of this one, 11 for Boonville to just 1 for Waynesville. We're hoping for maybe a little bit more, but unfortunately for them, they couldn't quite get it done today, and so that ends the game. Taking a look back at the game in general, I mean, it was just a phenomenal performance from really everyone on Boonville. You saw great pitching. You saw a great offense. The offense really, you know, set the standard for this game. You couldn't really find too much wrong about Boonville's offense in this one. Now, the pitching as well was great. I will say that much. The pitching was phenomenal. Looking at Dakota Williams, he had 4 innings pitched, 2 hits, 1 run, 1 earned run, 1 walk, 7 strikeouts, and 16 total batters faced. Again, one run over 4 innings, great pitching. And then the reliever, Kalen Vaca, although he was going up against a couple of those pinch hitters, just trying to get some batting experience up there. They are still on the roster for a reason. They are good players. And 1 inning pitched, all three of them go down. He had one strikeout in that game. So overall, very good stuff. Looking at the offense from Waynesville, not really too much going on, although Jackson Goforth was able to reach base twice, first time on an error, and the second time he came around to score. One of those, the only run that ended up coming across as he took a walk and then was able to advance to second base and then advanced to second on the single from Althusius, stole third base, and then was able to make it home on a stolen base from Hunter Althusius, and then it kind of like bounced off of his foot there and went into the outfield, and then Goforth was able to come around and score. Althusius was 1 for 2 on the game. Heberling was 0 for 2. 0 for 2 for Zuber. Wesley Dye was 0 for 1. And Carter Pondrum was 1 for 1. Isaac Martinez, 0 for 1. Cassidy, 0 for 1. Mason Thompson was 0 for 2 that game. Owen Schick was 0 for 2. Dylan Pelkey, 0 for 1. Talon Ritchie, 0 for 1 as well. That is the stats for Waynesville. Now looking at the other side of the baseball, Wesley Dye struggled a little bit on the mound. He allowed 11 runs. 6 of them were earned over 2 2/3 innings. There he had 4 walks issued in the game on and 6 hits as well. Struggled a little bit with his location. He's going to focus and see how much more he can work on getting that location right for the next game. They did a really good, Boonville did a really good job of working on that. Carter Pondrum came in for relief. He pitched an inning and a third. No runs allowed, although a couple of one inherited run that he allowed to come across after an error. Again, it was not earned, so one unearned inherited run that ended up coming across on the error from the shortstop. Overall, that was the pitching. Now, as for the offense, Dakota Troost, he went 2 for 2 with a hit by pitch. He had 1 RBI in the game. He had 3 stolen bases as well and 2 runs scored. Dakota Williams followed that up. He had a 0-for-2 game. He had a strikeout and reached base on an error that was a fly ball to left field. He ended up making it all the way to second on a bases clearing error. And he also hit that sac fly to center field, which ended up being an RBI back in the second inning. Bennett Greenhagen, he went 0-for-2 in the game. He also took a walk in the first inning. He flew out to center field and reached first on an error from the shortstop near the end of that third inning. Isaiah Hauptmann was really good in this one. He went 2-for-3. He had 2 singles there and had 2 RBIs in the game and scored once. He had 2 stolen bags along with that. Then Brody Porter as well, he had a pretty good game himself. He went 2-for-2 with a hit by pitch. He scored 1 run, had a stolen base, and behind next after him, Lance Haynes, he had a single as well. He went 1-for-3 on the game today with a run and 2 RBIs. Lance Haynes went 1-for-2 with 2 RBIs and a run scored. Evan Reeder went 0-for-1. Lucas Schuster behind that went 0-for-1 with a walk. And Evan Bishop 0-for-1. Abram Taylor went 0-for-1 with 2 walks and 2 runs scored. Chase Chamberlain went 0-for-1 with a run scored and a hit by pitch as well. And that is the box score for the game today. And that does it for your post-game report here on the Show Me Sports Network. Thank you so much for tuning into the game. I hope you enjoyed this coverage. If you did, well, make sure to tune back in for the next game. We've got another one of these teams coming to play next. They will be taking on Hallsville, and then the following game will feature these teams as well as the host Eugene, who close that out at 3 o'clock. First pitch for this one coming up in just a bit. Make sure to re-dial in if you are tuned in to our YouTube broadcast. Make sure to click on the other link if you're interested in that one. And if you're listening online, just make sure to reload the page in a couple of seconds. And we'll be right back with that game. But if this is going to do it for you, thank you so much for tuning in and have a fantastic rest of your day.
You've
been listening to the biggest and absolute best game coverage in Mid-Missouri on the exclusive home for area high school baseball, the Show Me Sports Network. Blake Gazaway and the broadcast crew are the ones that know your team the best. Exclusive coverage of area high school baseball has been brought to you by Boone County Journal, Eddie Goodell Society, Han Custom Laser Engraving, LLC, Last Sentinel Firearms, Retrieving Freedom, and Sawdust Studios. We hope you've enjoyed the broadcast. Join us anytime on the web at showmesportsnetwork.com or find us on Facebook by searching the Show Me Sports Network. The Show Me Sports Network, your exclusive home for area high school baseball.
Serving fans throughout the Midwest and even more around the world, this is the Show Me Sports Network. The preceding was an exclusive broadcast property presentation of the Show Me Sports Network and was a high-fidelity all-digital broadcast. This broadcast is copyright by the Show Me Sports Network for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast without the Show Me Sports Network's written consent is prohibited.